Y'all did good. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, praise God. I thought somebody was calling us over there. All right, everybody open your Bibles. We're going to start at 30, Psalm 30, because I don't have any Psalms in my Bible. I've lost Psalm 1 through 29. I mean, they're gone, so we're just going to start at Psalm 30. How many of you are getting the grip on this faith stuff? Look at somebody and say, hyper faith. Okay, y'all are getting the grip on it. One of the things you'll find out when you're walking by faith and not by sight, that things can be somewhat challenging, can't they? We talked about today refusing to fear, even though normal circumstance or the circumstance that you face could be kind of terrifying to the average person, right? Well, why don't you go to Psalm chapter 31. It says, in thee do I put my trust, let me not be ashamed, deliver me in thy righteousness. Say, in God, I will always trust. Hallelujah. Let me say, praise the Lord. How many of you are trusting in Jesus tonight? How many are trusting in God? Okay. Some people said, you know, anybody ever heard a story about the tightrope? They had this big, two big buildings. They put a tightrope across the buildings. And they had this guy that was going, he was riding, he would walk back and forth between buildings in New York City, between the two buildings. And one guy was looking at him walking, he said, man, he's like, you believe I can do this? And the guy looked at him and said, yeah, I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it. He said, go on and do it. So the guy did it. So the guy did it once. Everybody clapped and clawed. Then he said, do you believe I can go across this thing backwards? And he said, yeah, I believe you can go across this thing backwards. Go on and cross that thing backwards. So the guy walked across it backwards. Everybody said, yeah, praise God. He said, do you believe I can do it? Riding a tricycle across the tightrope. Everybody said, yeah, I believe you can do it. Go for it. Go for it. So he went forward. You know what? But that's what it's like for us so many times. We believe God can do things, but we don't ever trust him to do the things we believe he can do. The difference between belief and trust is whether you're on the bicycle with him or not when he goes across. How many of you trust in God? We believe God can do everything, but we don't ever get to the point where we trust God, to where if he doesn't do the thing that he said he would do. Amen? So say, I put my trust in him. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He says, listen, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never, everybody say, never. Say it one more time, never be ashamed. How many believe for faith things? You know, when you stick your head out there for a miracle and everybody's looking at you, say, I'm going to get this miracle. Somebody say, you're going to be real embarrassed. Anybody been there? What are you doing, Pastor? I'm believing God. Yeah, right. Well, you got to develop your confidence beyond whatever everybody else thinks. You got to develop your faith. Say, I will never be embarrassed for trusting in God. You know, I can talk big and God will back up exactly what he says. I will never, amen, be embarrassed nor ashamed. When we get that revelation on the inside of our hearts and inside of our mind, you know what? Embarrassment will cease. You know, that fear of man, you know, of what everybody's trying. You know, when you walk this faith walk, at times you have to walk through some pretty difficult situations. And at times it doesn't look like all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. It looks kind of shabby sometimes when you go under surgery. But you know what? When you really trust in God, you can deal with anything God gives you and walk in it with boldness. Somebody say, praise God, and never be ashamed. It's like some people, you go, you know, well, even me at times, you know, in my room, when you come to my house, my bedroom's right to the front of the house. You walk in, you go by the staircase, and before you get to the living room, there's a door there, and you can see right by my bedroom. And if I didn't make that bed, how many of you know that door is closed? Everybody thinks that's the room that Freddy Krueger lives in, because that's when you come to my house, that door is always shut, because you don't ever want anybody to see the messed up stuff. How many of you shut doors when people come to your house? You ever done that? Or do y'all just leave it wide open? No, you shut those doors. Well, I tell you what, people that trust God and believe in God, you can have all the doors open. Because you know that no matter how messed up things are, how crazy things look, in the end, God will be faithful. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Trust. When we start to trust God, we start to develop a peace. and we start to drop all facades. You know, we start to drop all the little image things. Somebody say, amen. Doesn't matter. Say, I might not have a million right now, but what I do got, praise God. God is doing a good job with it, and I'll get there. I trust God. Somebody say, I will never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Now listen. Go to Psalm chapter 31, verse 14. It says, but I trust in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Isn't that a good scripture? And then one, you want to jump on down to verse 32. Ooh, that is a better one in there. Verse 19, go there. Oh, how great, somebody say, great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Well, when it's talking about fearing God, it's talking about laid up for those that reverence God, that fear God, and that walk by faith, and that trust God. So it said there's a good thing stored up for people that trust in God, that live in faith, you know, that aren't living on their own resources, but are living by the word of the Lord. God's got something in store for you when you put yourself out there on a limb. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're quiet in here tonight. We should, amen. Y'all were louder in choir rehearsal. Okay, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee, the sons of men. Now go ahead. Oh, verse 23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Somebody say, thank God for that. Listen, the Bible says that God rewards people that live in faith. Now, we've learned that there are rewards and there are graces and there's gifts. There are different ways. There are many ways that you can be blessed. But when you decide to live in faith, when you decide to believe something in, amen, you not only do you get what you're believing for, but you also get a reward just for believing. Why? Because faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you got something that you're believing God for, I want you to know not only are you going to get what you're believing God to give you, amen, but you're going to get a reward just for believing him. God loves it when you believe him and you trust him. If you find anything in your life that doesn't match up to the word of God, it's time to pull out faith and say, I'm going to believe God to do something about that. If God said you should be the head and not the tail, guess what? You need to start believing God. Doesn't matter that you're the tail right now. Believe your way out of it. God says that you're the righteous, amen, and at times you don't feel too righteous, amen. Believe your way out of it. God says you'll be rich and be able to loan to many and you owe everybody. Amen. Don't be ashamed about it. Guess what? Believe your way out of it. Say, don't be ashamed about it. Believe your way out of it. Don't get into, amen. See, listen, the Bible said, listen, Abraham believed God. It was accounted to him as righteousness. He said, though he considered not his own body. Anybody read that? He considered not his own body. You know, that's not really what it means. They wrote it that way in the King James, but it said, listen, he looked at his own body. And even though he saw the condition of his own estate, he didn't let it get to him. Faith is not denying what really is. Amen. Faith says, even though it may be this way, God can do it anyway. Amen. Faith is not denying that you don't have problems. That's lying. Faith says, God's going to bring me out of this. I can handle it exactly where it is. It can be all messed up, but God can still deal with it, and it'll be all right. Somebody say praise. See, many of us don't let God come into our lives and come into our situation because we don't believe it's there. God's coming to fix the problem. You say, what problem? I'm coming to give you deliverance. I don't need deliverance from anything. You got to be real with where you are. You ever read that song, Lord, it's me, standing in the need of prayer? Somebody say, be real about it and learn to trust God, because God will reward those that trust in him. And I like this verse 24, and I've been meaning to give this to you all week long. It says, be of good courage. Everybody say, be of good courage. And we learned this morning that courage is what? A decision. Courage is a decision that we make. If you want to have courage, you can just decide that you will have courage. They say, I decide that I'll have courage. And it says, listen, if you make that decision to walk in courage, in the courage of God and encouragement, guess what God will do? God will strengthen you. God strengthens people that decide that they're going to walk through it. What do you mean? You can be somewhat feeling afraid of circumstances that may come, but you say, listen, I don't care about it. I'm going to walk through it anyhow. That is courage. You say, I might not have all the strength to do it, but yet you keep walking.
God calls that courage. And as you start walking, he'll start to strengthen your decision. You don't have to have all the strength before you start. Do you know that? You don't have to have everything it takes before you start. And I said, anybody needs to count the cost? Don't start anything without first counting the cost. Everybody read that in the Bible? Well, I tell you what, count it up. But when you count it this way, say, I don't got nothing, but I got everything because I got Jesus. So you can afford and to do anything. Bible says, listen, there is nothing too hard for God. I can do all things through Christ that does what? Who strengthens or encourages me. When I decide to believe God and trust in God and keep walking, amen, guess what? Every step you'll take, he'll strengthen it. Somebody say, God will strengthen my courageous decisions. Somebody say, praise God. What is that noise? Is that thing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm about to run out of here. Now, so be of good courage. Just do it. Just do it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord. Listen, if you don't hope in God, you're not going to be able to make courageous decisions. And when you don't make courageous decisions, guess what's going to happen? God's not going to be your strength. What do you mean, hope in God? Everybody say, hope. Listen, faith is evidence of things what? Hoped for. Your faith is evidence. Listen, when you start to walk out stuff that you're walking in faith, is evidence that you hope God will do something. So hope, everybody write hope. In your Bible where it says that word hope, put the word faith, put the word expectation. Say, I expect God to do something. I expect God to do something. So right where you are with the scriptures basically saying, be of good courage. Amen. Make good decisions. Make a God decision. Choose the right thing. Bible says, listen, I put life and death before you, blessings and curses. Choose life. Well, that's what courage is all about. It's making a decision. God puts two things in front of me, the best or the worst. Life or death, amen. Just do the right thing. Even though you feel that you don't have enough strength to do the right thing, God will strengthen you as you do it. Never say, I can't. Say, I want to. And if you want to, you close your eyes, you take the step, and by the time you get there, your faith will be there. Your strength will be there. So many people try to calculate all these things and pick it up. Boy, you'd run the other way. God will give you strength day by day. That's why God tells you, don't even worry about tomorrow. So I said, I don't know if I got faith to fight this thing through for 6 months. Whoop-dee-doo. Who cares? Well, the only fight you got to fight is the fight that's before you right now. And if you can make it through the service, hallelujah, you'll make it through the night. And if you can make it through the night, you'll make it through the morning. It's what it's all about. See, we let the devil work us over. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. God will be there in tomorrow for you. Your strength is in tomorrow. God's not going to strengthen you today for what you need tomorrow. He's strengthening you for today, what you need today. So we say hope, trust, and confidence. If you hope in God, if you expect God to do, don't put your faith down and don't put your confidence down. Keep expecting God to do what he said he's going to do. And so many people got rid of their expectation because they look at themselves and say, I can't do it. Well, it was never intended for you to. God can do it through you, even though it might take you a while. Somebody say amen to do it. Isn't that a good scripture? I like that scripture. How about you? Thank you, Jesus. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost if you want to. Now listen, if you go on over to the verse, Psalm 34, verse 22. We sang that song tonight. We were rocking in choir rehearsal. Weren't we, choir people? Y'all shout out. We had church. We were shouting in the Holy Ghost in choir. Amen. It says, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
If you lean on Jesus, if you depend on God, guess what? You will not be desolate. And you got to learn to walk. See, some say, well, I don't know if I can believe that or not. Well, then if you don't believe it, you're not going to be able to trust it. Amen. So many are waiting for their head to figure it all out. Some say, no, I'm just going to lean on him and trust him and see what happens. When he told Peter, you know, when he told that boy to get up out of the boat, he said, is that you? Lord, if that's you, bid me to walk on the water. Jesus didn't tell him, no, get your faith together and get out here and walk on the water. Go to a faith seminar and then come out here and meet me. No, he didn't say that, did he? He said, get out of the boat. He took him beyond trying to work himself over to do great things to basic obedience. And if he got out of the boat, God was there to meet him. Somebody say, I can get out of the boat tonight. You can have your miracle tonight. You can have exactly what God wants you to have tonight. Let me tell you what, courage to do what God wants you to do is just a decision. And faith to walk behind it. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is not going to finance anybody that doesn't get out of the boat. See, we're waiting for God's strength when we're not going to do anything. See, when God sees that you are motivated enough and ready enough and you're bold enough to step out there, he said, listen, I'll hook you up as soon as you start. How many, we got people that get into the stock market and make investments. How'd you like a company say, I'm thinking about doing this. Why don't y'all give me a lot of money and invest in it? Wouldn't you love to do that? Somebody say, I'm thinking about doing this. People are always thinking about doing something. You know, people come to me, I'm thinking about doing this ministry. Well, think on. Everybody always is thinking about something or trying to do something. Don't invest in what people are thinking about and trying to do. Amen? It could take them forever to figure it out. Find somebody that's already doing something and get behind that. Well, that's what God looks for. We're expecting God to pour himself out on us. You know, oh, Lord, work me over, work me over. And God's looking at you saying, for what? You're not doing anything. Lord, I need $1 million. For what? If you're waiting for the manifestation to take place before you step out, it won't come. You'll be waiting forever. But if you get out there and start walking, amen, because you've heard God and you believe God, guess what? Every step you'll take, every door you'll go through, he'll give you exactly what you need to make it. Amen? Go to this spot. He'll give you what you need. He'll say, go over there. Okay. Supply me here, then go over there. Amen? Supply me here. Amen? That's what faith is all about. We came here, amen, God will meet. You know, listen, God will provide for his vision. God gives provision for his vision. And as we step out in obedience, let me tell you what, we don't see all the things. People are unpredictable. Circumstances are unpredictable. But God's word is true. And we found out if we just take one step, God will always, I mean, he'll take 102 steps to make a way for you. Say, I will have faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 37, verse 5. There is such a thing as a faith walk. There is such a thing. Faith works. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. The Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Wow, isn't that good? If you commit the steps that you take, let me tell you what, and you just trust in God. So say, Lord, I'm going to commit it all to you. Commit myself to you, to trust in you, let me tell you what, and then you put your trust in God, and you ride with him, amen? God will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Some of you are believing God for miracles. I know, Kelly, you're believing God for a miracle. I'm believing God for a miracle. How many of you believe in God to do something that he has to do? Let me tell you what. Waiting. Sometimes things happen overnight, but sometimes God allows us to wait. And when we consider that waiting period to be, oh, no, you just hold me off for my blessing. Let me tell you what. You need to learn to enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going. Somebody say, praise God. God's promised to do some great things in my life, but I tell you what, I'm enjoying the ride right where I am. I'm working it. You got to learn to enjoy where God's put you. Amen. That's what life is all about, because you'll always be going from one level to the next level. And so many people are thinking about tomorrow. They refuse to live today. Can you enjoy a dollar? If you can't enjoy a dollar bill, you won't enjoy a million. Amen. But I can work a dollar bill. I can enjoy a dollar bill. Amen. I can go to Starbucks with that dollar bill and believe God. Somebody say amen. Don't waste tomorrow. You don't have to wait for the total manifestation of your healing or a total manifestation of all your stuff coming together to start to enjoy life. Don't even let the devil steal a day from you while you're waiting for him to do what he said he would do. So say, I'm going to enjoy the ride. We went on vacation. We went to Tulsa. Amen. We had to preach this message to ourselves. Doesn't start when we get to Tulsa. We're going to have to enjoy the ride to Tulsa. People got to realize, you know, I was in the ride with my two buddies. Amen. Well, three of them. Amen. And we were working it. And I'm saying, this thing's going to start when we get to Tulsa, but we're going to fight all the way till we get there. Shut up back there. You understand? And we would have blown 2 days waiting to begin our vacation once we got to Tulsa. You're always going to be on the way to some place. Learn to enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride to your healing. Enjoy the lessons that you learn as you get there. Enjoy the ride to, you know, when you think God's going to bring a manifestation, enjoy it. How many of you enjoyed yourself this last month seeing God pull some things off? Isn't it great when you see God pull some, wow, that was cool. Woo! When it got real tight. You know, people play games. People play sports. Nobody would love just to stand up here. I want somebody to do me a favor and stand right here in the middle, and I'm going to just run into you as hard as I can. You want me to do it? Okay. This is the kind of person that will do it. Amen. No, I'm not going to do that, brother. No, he did it good. Somebody say, praise God. But I tell you what, most of the times when you see people play these sports, you know, football, we just don't enjoy having people run into us and hurt us, right? Then why do they do it? Because they want to enjoy the way to victory. You know, victory gotten so easily is not enjoyed. You can't enjoy it. But when you know when God did something that took you faith to get there, boy, you will enjoy the ride. Somebody say amen. If it takes you to work at something and believe something up, you'll respect it. And you'll honor it, and you know that God can do it. Amen. But people, listen, people don't honor their lives when they don't see how God puts it together for them. But when people know everything that God had to do to get them where they are, boy, amen, it's much better for them. Amen. Well, how'd you like to play? Wouldn't it be funny if the football game was like this? You just got out on the field and they say, now walk up to the goal. You win. Hockey. You get out there and you get the hockey puck. They give you the hockey puck and they walk through the ice and go over to the goal and stand there. Game's over. You got it. How many people want to play that game? How'd you like to play chess? You set it up as if you already won. You set the game up just like you won. And they say, okay, let's play. It's over. You won. No. But we want our lives. Do you understand this analogy? But we want our lives to be that way. We want our lives to be that way. We want to start this walk of life out all, you know, never having to go. No, we want to see God's faithfulness. We want to see his grace. And what we want to do is we want to see our power manifest. You will never see your power manifest unless it's challenged, unless there's an opportunity to use your faith. That's why we play sports, because we really want to see how strong we are. We want to see how much endurance we have. We want to test ourselves to see what's in us. Things come at us for us to find out what's in us. Amen? And you got to realize that I can win. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Some of us are given some high level things, you know. They put up the difficulty level on it. But you will win. I got 5 minutes. Amen. And we've already taken tonight's offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We're doing really good. Praise the Lord. Evildoers shall be cut off. Verse 9. But those that wait upon the Lord. When it says evildoers, it's not just talking about mean people. Notice that the word evil spelled backwards is what? Live. People that want to live any kind of way without any consultation from God. People that want to live life backwards. There's only one way to live life, and that's through Jesus Christ. He is our life. Evil people want to live life backwards. They want to walk away from God. Do everything that's contrary to life, to the supply of life. His word is life, so whatever his words say, they're going to do the direct opposite. So say evil. They miss the best. They refuse to wait on God. They run the wrong way instead of waiting on God. Amen. But the Bible says here, but those that wait upon the Lord, they will inherit. So say inherit the earth. Under that thing, you can write the word switch. Bell got a teaching tape today about the switch. It says, for yet a little while, some say just a little while, and the wicked shall be not. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, it will be not. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Isn't this good teaching? Isn't our God a good God? Last but not least, in Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. I have been young. We've read this over and over again this week. And now I'm old. Some of you don't think you're old. Yes, you are. Yet have I not seen. Think, people. Think. Think about it. Think about it. Put it to the test right now. You challenge it right now. We've seen a lot of people that call themselves righteous. But have you ever seen, I have been young and I have been old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Therefore, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good. Make a courageous decision to do right. Make a courageous decision to do right, okay? And dwell forever. Stand up right where you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, I have courage to do not just a good thing, but a God thing. I'll follow the inspiration of my heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for them right now that as they decide to follow you with all their heart, with all of their mind, with all of their soul, Father God, that you will strengthen them in their decisions. So many people worry about whether they have enough to finish it up. God, your word says that faithful, that you are faithful to complete the work that you've begun. So, Father God, when you call them and you've led them and you directed them to get a little bit closer to you, you started it. I want everybody to realize you didn't come to God. God came to you. He started it. God started this relationship with you, and he will finish it. God completes every task. And you need to have that confidence, and don't put your confidence just in yourself, but put your confidence in God. God, you started it. And I'll wait and wait and wait until you finish it. Say, I'm waiting for God to finish what he started it. Say it one more time. I'm waiting for God to finish what he started. Thank God. Well, praise the Lord. It's 8:16. Hallelujah. We're going to release you wonderful people. Hallelujah. Before we do that, we want to sing happy anniversary to Kathy and Dean. I tell you what, some people the peas will burn and they'll miss church. I mean, some people, their mother will get shot in the head and they'll still be in church. No, you didn't. What's she If anybody wants to enjoy life, and everybody say joy, this girl walks in some joy. You sit beside that girl for 15 minutes, you just feel better. Amen. Thank God for her. But Kathy and Dean's anniversary is tonight. You know, and they're going to go out and have some fun, I'm sure. Amen. Well, I don't know what you're going to do. It's not my business. I want you punching me in my mouth for starting something. Amen. So there he goes. Amen. Let's sing happy anniversary to them. Well, maybe you're pregnant. I don't know. No. Ready? Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Direct them, Jesse. Happy anniversary, dear Dean and Kathy. Happy anniversary to you. And Father, we pray for their family as Tracy's come back home. We protect her season right now in the name of Jesus. We surround that love, that home, with supernatural love. We pray that patience and mercy would fill that dwelling place in the name of Jesus. We pray that the gospel, that the message of Jesus Christ would be everywhere, patiently surrounding her, on the radio, on the TV, Father God, everywhere she goes, a smiling Christian face. Father God, please, by your Spirit, complete the work that you've begun in Tracy's life, and we'll ever give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And if there be any demonic influence right now, everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. If there be any demonic influence, any generational curse, any negative thing right now in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over that house. The blood over that house that no unrighteousness or no wickedness or no evil would be able to creep its way in that home. In the name of Jesus, it's the house where you abide. And Father God, everybody that dwells under that house, Father God, let the greater anointing influence the lesser. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that the days to come, Father God, would outdo every day that they've had in the past. We pray for total restoration of every relationship that you put together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.